AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Israeli military says Iran has fired missiles at Israel, and air raid sirens sounded across the country as people were ordered to remain close to bomb shelters. It comes as Israel is ramping up the ground offensive against Hezbollah around Lebanon. More from the AP's Joseph Fetterman.
Israel says this operation is going to be limited in scope and near the border, but it won't say how long it is expected to last. If anything, it shows signs of expanding. Israel issued evacuation orders to a number of communities in southern Lebanon, warning that it will soon be attacking. It's telling civilians to clear out of these areas.
Iran launched a direct attack on Israel in April. Few of its projectiles reached their targets. Israeli authorities say at least four people were critically injured in a shooting attack in Tel Aviv. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the state is stepping up to help people in devastated parts of his state hit by Hurricane Helene.
The challenges are immense, but our joint response effort has and will continue to be massive. No matter who or where you are in Western North Carolina, if you need help, we are working around the clock to reach you.
The devastation was especially bad in the Blue Ridge Mountains, where at least 40 people died in and around the city of Asheville. In all, Helene is blamed for close to 140 deaths. It's debate night in New York for the candidates for Vice President, Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. A new AP NORC poll found Walz is better liked than Vance, potentially giving the Republican an added challenge. Polls have shown Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are locked in a close contest, giving added weight to anything that can sway voters. From Maine to Texas, dock workers at 36 ports across the eastern U.S. are on strike for the first time in decades. A work stoppage could snarl supply chains. This is AP News. More jobs are available.
The Labor Department reported that employers posted 8 million job vacancies in August. That's up over 1.5 million from July. Economists had expected openings to be virtually unchanged. Layoffs fell in August, but the number of Americans quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence in the labor market, slid in August. Job openings have come down steadily since peaking in March 2022, but they remain above where they stood before the coronavirus pandemic hit the American economy in early 2020. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
France's Total Energies, an American hydrocarbon company, APA Corp, plan to invest $10 billion to extract oil off the coast of Suriname in a historic investment in the South American country. The first oil is expected by the middle of 2028, with an anticipated production of 220,000 barrels a day. It's believed the area has some 700 million barrels of oil. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.